is really something that is speaking to me in these last days is about the matter of time.
Yes.
First fruits, right? These are fruits that are ripe on time.
That's right.
And yeah, that's every day becomes very important. And I'm really speaking to me as a Swiss. No, Swiss are known to be slow, right? And I must say that's true. But that's why I'm encouraged in these days to redeem the time. Oftentimes we are not aware that we are in a race. In a race, right? To run the race with endurance. That is what Hebrews is telling us. And to run the race as such, that we will make it to obtain the prize. So time is very crucial. Right? It is really wonderful that the Lord has still given us time to learn today.
Amen. I want to encourage the saints with this verse in 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. It says, as his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, and by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lusts. I have to really say that the Lord has given us everything.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
You know, when you sit here and you listen to the signs of the times, and you see, really, that we are very close. Right? This number 7 years is burned into your head. That's how much time, possibly max time for us, because we are already on borrowed time. And you might have the feeling, I think we all have the feeling, can we really make it? Because we see our condition, so many faults within us, that we're not so obedient to the Lord. Our humanity is still so unrefined. We have no peace with God in so many little areas of our lives. And you might feel, I might feel that there's no way to make it. And the tendency when you think this way that you might not be able to make it is, why even bother? Why not try? But I've been greatly encouraged because everything that we need to make it, the Father has provided to us through Christ as all offers.
Amen.
When you go through all of the characteristics of the first fruits that Sam did this morning, you can see so many areas in Christ as all of the spiritual sacrifices that can be applied in.
Yes.
And the opportunities are abundantly there.
Amen.
We just have to have the eyes to see it.
Right.
And the faith to believe it.
Amen.
And to cooperate with him to do it. Right? And because... Eventually, it says, in verse 11, it says, for so an entrance will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Many times, we're unfortunately like verse 9. For he who lacks these things, short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. This is what I mean, right? We see that we're so fallen, we're so short of the goal, that we become short-sighted and even blinded. Brothers and sisters, the Lord needs to open our eyes, because if we are diligent and we make our call and election sure, then if you do these things, you will never stumble. So, brothers and sisters, be encouraged. God our Father really loves us.
Amen.
He He's given us everything. And all we need to do is take hold, seize every opportunity, redeem the time, and the Lord will bring us to the goal. So may we all be encouraged. It is a marvelous and wonderful path that He has given us.
Amen.
I want to follow that green path.
Yeah. Amen.
You know, that green path is a path of life.
Yes.
And may we all make it.
Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I just want to strengthen the speaking with my experience.
Amen.
And the Lord speaking within me in 2 Peter. In 2 Peter, chapter 3, we've had it this weekend. It says in verse 11. Therefore, since all these things will be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
Amen.
In my experience,
louder.
I should be louder. Yeah, in my experience, it's not a normal thing. It's in my environment, when you talk about being holy, Peter is asking what manner of person, what manner of life. And then when I look at everything, there are two impressions you can take. Oh, you could decide it's not possible. That's one side. But I think the strongest side is that we should count ourselves privileged.
Yeah.
Amen.
Because it is possible.
Amen.
Having listened to all the speaking, I am encouraged in myself. The brother was talking about love. I have three boys. Sometimes when I tell them things, it's not very nice. Yeah, Oli, yeah, you can agree with me. It's not very nice, yeah, but that's what the Lord is doing.
Yes.
He's showing us this path. So we don't compare ourselves with others, because what is the world, the Christians, they don't even know what is holiness. But I just bless the Lord that this time the Lord is showing us deeper things.
Amen.
And He has intensified it. Like in Revelation, He said, time studies, God speaking will be so intensified. What we've had this period, what we are hearing, it's so deep. But I bless the Lord that in His word, there is grace.
Amen.
I'm just learning. When it gets too hard, I just say, Lord, amen. And I pray that this will be our attitude. Living here, I'm taking something that the Lord is encouraging me that it is possible.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I also want to strengthen the word. With my experience, I felt like this conference, I made a lot of mistakes. And but the Lord kept reminding me of Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. That therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Yes.
And really, if we just look at ourselves, you know, we can say, oh Lord, how can I ever make it to this goal of the first fruits? But if we look unto Jesus, He is really able, as our high high priest, as the author and the finisher. It says he's the finisher of our faith. He's able to finish this work with us. And all we need to do is cooperate with him. So I'm really excited that the Lord is coming soon, and I want to be ready. And I know that from these verses and many others that have been shared, that it is possible. So may we all really run this race with endurance together.
Amen.
Such a speaking, I have this song. The song is "I Want to Be an Overcomer" in 3:15. It says, "I want to be an overcomer. I run the race to gain the crown. Oh Lord, I long for your appearing. I give my all to you."
Amen.
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 So much I have received of the Lord, but I think the greatest one is that it's possible to be an overcomer.
Yeah.
The Lord had made provision for us with himself. And when the brother was explaining that if you don't pay the price now, you are going to pay the price later.
Right.
So this song keeps coming to my mind. I want to be an overcomer.
Amen. Amen.
I run the race to gain the crown.
Right.
Oh Lord, I long for your appearing.
Amen.
I give my all to you.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Ja, ich wandere den Vers in 2. Korinther 5, Vers 10. Vielleicht kannst du übersetzen.
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10.
Diesen Vers fand ich sehr gut und hat mir auch was Neues gezeigt heute Morgen.
This verse I really find to be really very good, helpful and has spoken to me this morning.
Denn wir müssen alle offenbar werden vor dem Richterstuhl Christi.
For
damit
we must
jeder,
all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
Damit ein jeder den Lohn empfängt für das, was durch den Leib getan hat.
That each one of us may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done.
Dieser Vers hat mir sehr geholfen.
This verse really helped me.
Besonders der zweite Teil vom Vers.
Especially the second part of this verse.
Damit ein jeder den Lohn empfängt für das, was durch den Leib getan hat, es sei gut oder böse.
And so that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
Das zeigt, wie praktisch das Leben des Herrn ist.
That shows how practical the life of Christ really is.
Es ist nicht nur ein theoretisches Wissen.
Not only a theoretical knowing.
Etwas für richtig halten.
Yes. Not just to be right.
Yeah.
Und es zeigt, dass der Geist, der Wandel im Geist, sehr viel mit dem zu tun hat, wie was ich in meinem Leib tue.
That shows that the walking according to the Spirit has very much to do with the way I live my life.
Ich kann nicht sagen, ich lebe durch den Geist, aber mein Leib tut was ganz anderes.
Yes, I cannot say that I'm living by the Spirit, but my body is doing something very different.
Und es ist ein sehr guter Maßstab für uns.
This is a very good measurement of standard for us.
Amen.
Weil es ist uns offenbar, was wir durch unseren Leib tun.
And everything will be revealed and exposed what we do with our life,
vielleicht
with our body.
Vielleicht nicht immer den anderen, aber uns
nicht
schon
immer
den anderen.
Oh, not always about the other people, what they do.
Aber vor dem Herrn. Wenn wir vor dem Herrn stehen und schauen, was wir tun.
But if we are standing before the Lord to look at what we have done.
Ja, dann ist dieser Vers sehr hilfreich.
Then this verse has become very helpful.
Wir müssen zum Herrn kommen und unser Leben anschauen.
We have to come before the Lord and to search our life, to take a look at our life, our living.
Amen.
examine our living.
Das ist ein wirklich sehr praktischer Vers.
This is very, a very practical verse.
Amen.
Und wenn wir das tun brauchen, müssen wir den Richterstuhl Christi vor Augen haben.
And if we want to live that way, we have to have the judgment seat of Christ before our eyes.
Und schauen, ob mein Leben, mein praktisches Leben vor diesem Richterstuhl bestehen kann.
Yes, to see whether my practical life, how I live, will really stand before the judgment seat.
Alles, was wir tun.
Everything that we have done or do.
Und wenn nicht, dann können wir mit dem Herrn das zusammen behandeln.
Yes, and if not, then we can deal with it together with the Lord today.
Wir sollen alle Gewohnheiten, alle Tätigkeiten, auch unsere Gedanken.
Yes, all of our thoughts, all of our practices, our habits.
Darauf ausrichten, dass wir vor dem Christi, vor dem Richterstuhl Christi bestehen können.
We have to make sure that it, they will stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
Dieser Vers, wir müssen auch Rechenschaft geben über jedes unnütze Wort, hat mich schon oft zum Schweigen gebracht.
The words concerning and we have to give an account for every
idle
word put me to silence many times.
Aber der Herr richtet nicht nur mein Wort, sondern auch meine Gedanken. Und wir wissen, wovon das Herz voll ist, wie der Mund über. Ich kann mir tausendmal vornehmen, nichts Böses zu reden. Ich brauche die Erneuerung meines Herzens.
I was also very encouraged to see the price now is actually very small compared to the 1,300 and I'm encouraged to pay the price now, to not go through this time of the Antichrist and punishment. So I don't want to consider this as an option for you.
Right.
And I think when we talk to one another, we also should not talk about this as an option. It's like a default, but it's not an option. So, and that's why I'm encouraged to pay the price now, deny my soul life, because to follow the Lord means I have to deny my soul life daily. So, then I will gain 1,300 years of glory. Amen.
Amen.
It's on sale right now.
Yes.
The five early saints. Early morning special.
Praise the Lord. You know, concerning maturity, what our brother shared, the more mature you are, the more you grow spiritually, the more responsibility you have. When you're a baby or you're a young boy, everything is given to you free. But the more you grow in life, the more mature you become, the more you have to bear the responsibility and to pay some kind of a price. So, spiritually, it is the same principle. The more we grow spiritually, don't think everything is free for you. In a way, it is free. But then, because of maturity in life, you have to pay more problems. In a sense, it is more difficult, more responsibility, and spiritually, it is exactly the same. So may the Lord really help us. Today, after so many years in the church life, every one of us should already learn or have learned to bear all kinds of spiritual responsibility instead of expecting, okay, teach me, help me, give me. Yeah? And all the time we are trying to just receive. But we need to learn to bear spiritual responsibility. This is why practicing the priesthood will really help you to grow. Because then you come to every meeting prepared to bring an offering to the Father. Nobody's going to bring it for you. I'm not going to bring a bull for you and bring two bulls, one for Stefan and one for myself, or one for Sharon and one for myself. No, no, no. Everyone, if you are grown and you are mature and you are a male, so to speak, that means you become strong spiritually, then it is your responsibility to prepare an offering. It is your responsibility to learn how to keep the feast. You cannot just all the time sitting every Sunday receiving a message and go. Every Sunday you are just learning to receive and, oh, I didn't receive anything today. Oh, the meeting is so boring. Oh, I know that already. Oh, this, oh, that. No, you're expecting. And this is what Christianity is today, keeping all of the Christians there like children sitting and still listening to a message, and you don't even know what he is talking about. Just there and then go home every Sunday, Sunday after Sunday, year after year, and you see no change in your life. Do you want that kind of a system? Only the priest know the Bible. I don't need to know the Bible. Who says? Why? Only the pastor. He went to theological cemetery. I mean seminary. And I don't know anything. I just believe what he says. Why do that? This is what the Lord hates. The works of the Nicolaitans. And the Lord hates the doctrines of Balaam. They're getting paid to do their job. What is their job? To keep all of you just to be a listener. Week after week. And that's all you do in your Christian life. And you think you're doing fine. This is the system that the Lord really condemns. We all need to grow up. To mature, to be the first fruits, to learn to bear the responsibility.
Amen.
So many Christians cannot even preach the gospel. You have a hard time opening your mouth to say something. Right? When you talk about the news, you talk about, you saw a movie, you have a lot of things to say after the ball game, everybody has a lot of things to say. But when it comes to sharing the word of God, you have nothing to say. You have nothing to say. And this shows that we are being kept immature spiritually. Now, today, praise the Lord for the priesthood.
Amen.
That shows that it is the responsibility of every one of us to prepare the offering to the Father. And if every Lord's Day, everyone learns to bring a wonderful offering and perfect it, I tell you, you will learn to bear the spiritual responsibility. You will be a true worshiper, and you will be a real priest. So, may the Lord open our eyes.
Amen.
Don't underestimate the priesthood. No wonder the enemy is fighting against them. And this is the trouble with all Christianity. Only a few know the Bible, and the rest are sitting there. You just have to listen to me every Sunday. And don't you question my authority, okay? And if you don't agree, I'm going to kick you out of the church. My goodness, what is that? What is that? So, be open to the Lord. The priest is God's way today at the end of this age.
Amen.
Cause us to be mature.
Amen.
Become the first fruits.
Amen.
To prepare.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility.
Amen.
Instead of coming just to receive, now you're coming to bring something wonderful, an offering, a spiritual sacrifice, a burnt offering, peace offering, with wave and heave offering. Right, with a sin offering, and eventually you will even bring a drink offering to the Father. And all of these, if you can do that, you are a mature Christian. And the more you learn to do that, the more you learn to bear the spiritual responsibility. This is important. Please learn to see this.
Yeah.
We all need to learn.
Amen.
And this is a time now, after acquiring so much knowledge in the past years, now is the time to put it in practice.
Amen.
Now is the time of maturity.
Amen.
This is the way. I'm fully convinced this is important.
Amen.
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 All right.